This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good Monday morning to all the Junks listeners out there. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980 on the AM side, 910 The Fan if you're listening in Richmond, Virginia, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. You got a three-man Junk show this Monday. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on the Instagram. Jason Bishop is here, too.
I am.
He is.
What's up?
John Paul Flame not here, still in traipsing around Europe. I think he's still in Switzerland. I could be wrong about that. Yeah. Eric Bickle here. He's never been to Switzerland last time I checked.
No, never will go. We'll die having never gone. Okay. And won't miss it. It's fine. I'm sure people love it. I'm just good right here.
You're good.
I'm good right here where we are.
Good in Los Estados Unidos.
Yes. Want to say a belated happy birthday to Valdez.
Yes, happy birthday.
It's for some reason I thought it was today, but it was yesterday.
Let me see here.
Oh, it's August 3?
Yeah.
My daughter is August 4. My daughter's today.
All right.
You're a day apart.
36?
38.
Oh, sorry. Getting up there, bro.
I appreciate it, Cakes.
I was
Thank
hoking you.
You
by 2 years. Yeah. Look at that. Just gifting you. That's my gift to you, Valdez.
I know you had a golf trip.
I did.
Did you guys celebrate on the trip, or did you celebrate when you got home? Or?
When I got home, went to my favorite restaurant, Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, very good. Nice.
You got a steak.
Excellent.
Got a little couple goodies. Got like some turnovers, apple turnovers. I brought them in today if you guys want some for breakfast.
Whoa. I had a blueberry turnover. Thank you.
I might have to dabble.
But
thank you.
Just another day to me.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. It's true. It's true, but it does get a little bit. They do get more depressing, I have to say. Trust me.
They inch toward depressing.
Oh,
I agree.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I
got you
too.
By like 18 years or whatever I got.
but thank you. I appreciate it.
So we go.
And thank you to everyone for their birthday wishes too.
That was very nice.
Good.
It's all the outpouring on social media.
Good.
Usually social media is just a cesspool of negativity.
Yeah.
And
did JP do
treachery.
That or Drab do that yesterday?
What?
Because all of a sudden my phone looked like it was going to explode with Noti.
Somebody said happy
with
birthday.
With Noti's, the Junks account
I have no idea.
Tweeted happy
I think
birthday.
It might have been JP.
Probably JP. He's pretty good with birthdays.
Do you think JP wished Valdez a happy birthday? Or do you think it was his friend Matt K?
Oh, is it Matt K?
I would actually, if it's you,
he's upset.
Props.
Yeah.
But I would have bet JP because he's good with birthdays, at least with ours.
Yeah, but he's on
with
vacation.
Yours,
so. Yeah.
He doesn't care about this room.
Yeah.
Well, I just think he just doesn't know him. He just knows
Yeah, he
ours.
Doesn't know him, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are clustered in like late July, early August. Mm-hmm. Now I remember. I'll remember that now.
I won't. I mean, I don't.
I won't remember.
No, I don't expect people to remember because I'm awful with birthdays and dates
too.
I'm
bad.
Like, it took me 10 years to realize Drabs was like 3 days in front of mine.
So you're August 3rd, is that correct?
Yeah, he's the 31st.
Yeah.
Wow.
July 31, August 3. Okay, I'll try to lock that
and
in.
Hold on, I'm gonna try one more time. 38 and 46.
I'm 5 years. Yeah. I don't even know. What are you doing? You know I'm not 46.
42.
You can't anger me. At 6:04 on a Monday morning. You know I'm not 46 years old. I'm not even close to that.
42. 42. 42.
See, we're on opposite ends of the spectrum. I hooked Valdez, and he's just horrible.
I just don't know what you are.
I'm 5 years older than Matt. I just turned 43.
43. Okay, 3 years away. I mean, wasn't that
46.
Far off? 43, 46. It's very
That's
close.
A big difference. 3 years is a lot.
Mid-40s.
You think birthdays aren't depressing?
Hey, well,
look at the anger.
I mean, 46 is butt old.
If you call somebody older than they are, and trust me, I did it to our both about 15 years ago. And I felt like a jerk when I did it. And he seemed upset.
I don't remember that.
Well, it was our pal Michael Hughes. He came in, and I think I added 8 to 10 years to his.
Is Michael really? Even whatever. Older than us? He might even have been younger than us. I don't even know.
No, I think he's older than us. Not by
he's
a
barely.
Lot.
But
he's
I'm going to say late 50s now.
Yeah. And he was none too pleased when I added a good 8 to 10 years to his. But again, I put my foot in my mouth.
Is he still hanging out in Naptown going to Davis's pub?
I don't know. I would imagine.
So. I don't think anything's changed.
He's still there.
Yeah. I don't think anything's changed.
Got a great house.
Why would you leave? You got a great house. You
got a great house right there on the water.
Great little setup.
Yeah, you could just walk to your local watering hole and you just walk home.
I still have his contact on my phone, but I never text him. I probably should.
Every once in a while, he'll text something like from July 4th or whatever when they're down there
on the water.
Watching the Blue Angels. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I'll never forget, I walked in the bathroom and his wife was on the potty. I'll just never forget that.
And that's when you walk in on somebody.
I was like on a boat.
On a boat. Like, that's an intimate bathroom. Those bathrooms are not big. Like,
I think everybody might have had too much to drink.
And I think the booze is flowing.
I think I had to go, and then his wife was already on the toilet.
Yeah.
One or two.
Who knows? I didn't inspect.
Yeah. That's one where you just shut the door immediately. And your face blushes, and then it's awkward the rest of the afternoon.
I'm not sure she closed the door. I think that was the problem. I think she just was going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could be the case.
Hilarious.
Man, August 4th. We are 5 days away from the first preseason game.
I think somebody had tweeted yesterday 5 Sundays before playing a real one.
Isn't that crazy?
It's fantastic.
So it's here. It's around the corner.
Sundays sounds kind of long. That's kind of deep. I know it'll go by quick, but
it'll be
5 days before the preseason game.
You close your eyes, you'll be here. We'll be discussing the opening weekend.
Opening week, yeah.
But I know over the weekend, I just wanted to mention quickly before it becomes passé. Yeah, you know, I finally did watch most of Happy Gilmore 2.
Okay.
Over the weekend, I had zero intention, but you know, when your kids want to do something with you. You know, anything to do something with your kids.
Yeah, we'll spend a couple hours with you. It's nice.
So she's my oldest daughter, Meg, said, "Hey, Dad, let's watch Happy Gilmore 2. I really want to watch it." And I go, "I really don't want to watch it, but if you want to, you know."
Sure. I'll do it for you. I'll make that sacrifice.
I'll sit there with you with the computer on my lap. Mm-hmm. And I'll watch it with you.
Mm-hmm.
What hot garbage.
Awful.
Your team drab.
I mean, the best part of it. The
only redeeming value. Happy 38 over there thinks it's the greatest movie ever.
Whatever floats your boat.
Second. Top Gun Maverick, number one.
That's right.
If you like it, you like it.
Yeah. Did you actually watch the entire thing?
I don't know, 60%, 70% of it. Yeah. I mean, the only interesting part of it was my daughter's documenting every cameo, right? That's kind of what the movie seems like it is. It's just like, oh, that's so-and-so.
That. Yeah.
Oh, that's Adam Sandler's daughter. Oh, that's so, you know. That's the most interesting part.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, I mean, I don't think I saw Happy Gilmore 1. The absurdity of the whole thing. You know, all of a sudden he's retired. Now he's going to go out there and immediately, like, competing. It's just the stupid. It's just so stupid. Right. I can't believe the popularity.
Well, yeah. I mean, everyone's talking about it.
Yeah. It was worse than I thought, which was hard to believe.
I might have liked it 30 years ago.
And that was with you, like, only paying probably 60% attention with your laptop. If you really dialed in, you would have thought
it was actually me, my wife, and my daughter. And so I was more locked in because they were making fun of me for having my computer out. So I did watch a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I just couldn't believe how dumb it was.
Dumb to dumb dumb.
And so, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Golf.
Yeah, I don't even, you know.
He didn't even make it to the maxi golf. I mean, that's when it really got
remind
bad.
Remind me of the maxi golf.
Yeah, that's when it went really sideways.
The rival league.
The rival.
Oh, yeah. No, they talked about that the whole time. Yeah.
No, until they actually got to the tournament.
That's about maybe when I bailed. I mean, I made it, I'd say more than half, but it was just so dumb. I mean, obviously, like they were taking shots. There was like a way of taking shots at Liv, right? Or that gave them a storyline. I guess that was maybe mildly interesting, like 1% interesting.
Hey, wait until Happy Gilmore 3 comes out.
I mean, I'm sure they'll do it. And, you know, God bless everybody making all that money.
Sure.
But, I mean, God, what a stupid movie.
There were Liv golfers in it, right?
I think Bryson DeChambeau was in it, right?
Because Bryson was Brooks. Was Brooks in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were still taking shots.
I mean, I
at
saw Liv. The scene and they were all, you know, that's what she said. And, you know, it's so dumb.
You didn't like the Eminem cameo.
I mean, it's just so
I don't think
dumb.
He got that far.
I'm not sure I got to the Eminem
part. He probably
did. I got about 60% maybe.
I forgot finally, what he did. I forgot what he played in the movie, but it was a short.
Yeah,
a short scene.
He played the heckler.
The heckler. Okay, yeah. I'd forgot.
Jackass.
I mean, that must have been. I mean, is that the whole point? Like, let's see how many cameos we can put in this.
I think
thing?
That was a big
part
focus
of it, right?
Of it. Yeah,
yeah. Because clearly, nobody cared about like
a script.
Yeah, or like anything looking
a real tangible
anything
story,
looking normal or real or even being. Funny.
Mm-hmm. Did they film it at a popular course that we would know? Where did they?
I don't
know.
Where
they filmed it?
Wouldn't have any idea, Jason.
Somewhere in California,
Augusta.
Yeah. I wouldn't have any idea.
Could you imagine those crotchety dudes in Augusta letting them film that debacle on their course?
All right, so you didn't like it because you thought it wasn't believable.
I mean, I just had my hard time.
It was just over the top.
The whole thing is just so dumb. Yeah. The hockey swing. I mean, everything about it is dumb. I mean, everything about it.
Yeah, but you knew
I mean,
that going in. You knew that before you even said
it. That's why I didn't really want to watch it.
Right.
This is what I don't understand about everyone who goes, it's so unbelievable. I mean, it's so dumb. It could never happen. The whole premise of Happy Gilmore is based around somebody who crow hops at a golf ball to hit it 450 yards.
Yeah. Right. And I can't handle it. It's too dumb. So yeah, did he hit like a hole in one on one of them, or like everything goes in? It's like, what is going on here? This is so dumb. I just can't, you know. I guess I just hate dumb sports movies in particular.
I hate that.
But you know, if people are happy, I'm glad people are happy. I'm glad people enjoyed it. It just. I didn't think it was for me,
right.
And it's definitely not for me.
Confirmed your prior biases.
It actually made me sour on the entire movie industry as a whole.
Oh, really?
Now, I don't want to say all movies today are horrible.
Yeah.
Just 99%, would say.
But think about, I mean, even the non-sports dumb comedy, like The Hangover. Mm-hmm. I'm just throwing The Hangover out there. I mean, that's stupid, too. It's over the top,
the
stupid,
hangover,
impossible.
Pretty good though.
It's
pretty
like,
funny.
That's what I'm saying.
Oscar winner.
That is pretty funny.
The Hangover is a zillion times. Better.
I know, but it's over the top, stupid.
It is. It is.
I mean, Mike Tyson's hanging out in the hotel room.
I know. Well, but, John Daly living in the garage. I mean, just everything about it is so dumb.
Okay.
But whatever. If people liked it, I'm glad people liked it.
Hey, at least you gave it a shot.
I'm not going to say
I tried it.
He did not give it a shot. He went in with sour expectations.
No, my expectations were low, of course. But, you know, wrong often.
It's not low. You hated the movie. You hated the concept of the movie before you even turned it on.
Probably true. But I, you know, my daughter wanted to watch it, so... You know, it was like 8 o'clock.
You gave it a shot.
On a Friday night.
You
kind of
gave it a shot.
You tried it.
I tried it.
You tried it. You didn't like it.
It's like, I can't believe how dumb this is.
Not for you. And I went to bed at like 9:30. it was so dumb. But I'm glad people liked it.
You didn't even make it to the tilted twist-a-whirl green part at the end. Whatever that was.
He probably would have thrown a shoe
you would have broken
through his
your,
TV.
Yeah.
At that point.
I mean, I don't know.
So you...
I give it a 0 out of,
I mean,
out of 5.
How dumb is Stripes? How dumb is Stripes?
But so much better than that.
This is so funny.
I mean, Bill Murray. I mean,
yeah.
So funny.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are at the height of their careers.
So you give it a 0 out of 5.
I would give it a 1 just based on, only based on just, my daughter helped document all the cameos.
Oh, yeah.
That kept me interested. Mm-hmm. mildly.
So Rory and Scotty kept you a little interested.
Well, I mean, obviously I know who those guys are, but yeah. She's like, oh, that's Adam Sandler's daughter. Or that's
did she even know who the old guy, did she know who Jack Nicklaus was and Freddie Couples? Like,
she knew Jack. I'm not sure she knew Freddie Couples.
You didn't laugh at the Blueberry Jubilee?
No.
I'm guessing very few yucks coming out of this
was
guy.
My boy.
I didn't laugh once.
Is there a backstory to that? I didn't even get it. Why did he keep saying Blueberry Jubilee?
I don't know. It's just some dumb joke.
Why was that so funny?
Hammering. I know. I don't know.
It was just Freddie Couples had a sweet tooth.
Right.
Just making me laugh.
Was my boy Johnny Miller in it?
I don't
was
recall
he in?
Johnny
was,
Miller.
I didn't see him.
There were a million cameos. I guess he didn't make the cut.
Yeah. He might have been in there.
All right, coming up on a Monday show, we will talk to Nikki Javala. She's now the senior writer for The Athletic. We'll talk Commanders with her. We'll dive into the Junk's sports page when we come back here on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Man, Junk's text line is brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com today. Text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jason, quick before we get into the sports page. Yesterday, I don't know, kind of in a weak moment, my wife was just, she was ranting a little bit about all the junk around the house.
Okay.
And she's like, I need you to go outside and take apart that trampoline so I can call somebody to take it.
Yeah.
And then she said, and we need to get rid of the lacrosse goal. We're not using that anymore.
Yeah.
And the bounce back.
Declutter.
And the speakers that are in the garage, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, you know how long it would take me to take apart that trampoline?
Well, just the trampoline alone. Because I had to do that.
Yeah.
And it was because it's been in place for so long.
Yeah.
Like those tubes of metal. It's like they're eternally fused together.
Yeah.
They're impossible to get apart. So I had to enlist my brother-in-law, who's actually manly and like can fix things.
Right.
He brought a big ass like a saw that can cut through steel.
Right, and just chopped it up.
Chopped it up, and then I did the grunt work and loaded it into my dumb car and brought it to the dump. But you can't do that by
yourself.
I'm not doing it. That's freaking impossible.
Look, the fact is, I'm not doing any of that.
Yeah.
And she's like, you gotta do this, Yeah. And it's just, she says, our house is a junkyard. We just have to get rid of it. You know, she finally had her boiling point.
Right.
And then I said, I don't even know where to start. I wouldn't even know what to do. So she said, I'm calling somebody.
Right.
So like she 1-800 got junk.
1-800 got junk.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And I said, okay, just please don't throw away my golf net, my golf mat. Please don't throw away anything that I'm currently using. Mm-hmm. Please.
Right.
And then I went to the golf course.
Yeah.
And I came back. And sure enough, 1-800 got junk came same day.
Oh, wow. They're not messing around.
They got rid of the trampoline, gone Dunsky. Yeah. They got rid of the bounce back, Dunsky. They got rid of the lacrosse goal, Dunsky. They went inside. They got rid of my big ass Sirwin Vegas speakers that I was trying to sell.
Oh,
it was so beautiful, but I gave up.
That
I just
hurt
gave
you deep
up.
Inside.
Got rid of a big ass couch with a. That was the other thing. I was like, do you know how heavy that couch? It was a couch with a sleeper bed in it.
Uh-huh.
She wanted to get it out of there. She said, we got to get it out of there. Your mother's, she needs a bed. She can't sleep on that. You got to get rid. That thing's like 1,000 pounds.
So the couch was that in the house or in the garage?
Yes, it was in the house. Mm. And then she wanted to just like, I don't know, put it out on the deck and then eventually move it to the, you know, when somebody comes.
Right.
And it just sounded like a nightmare. So I said, just go ahead.
They hooked
call,
you.
You call. And literally, it took them 30 minutes.
Yeah.
They took everything out. The trampoline.
Yeah.
They got rid of the big ass 6,000 pound couch.
Mm-hmm.
All that other stuff.
I bet they gave you a big bill.
$800.
Wow.
That guy made $800 in literally 35 to 40
That's
minutes.
A good
wow,
business.
I would have thought less than that. 800?
Did they have like two people or three people?
Well, I said to my wife, you know, if we actually were smart, we could have probably got $100 for the couch. Probably get $50, or someone would have picked up the trampoline for free because they want one for their kid. Like, you know.
Right.
But I paid someone $800
just
to get it out of my life.
Yeah.
But we did do it. And I will say, they're efficient.
I see their trucks driving all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They're popular.
But as far as like selling things, I get that hustle. But some people, they just don't know how to price the items that they're putting at the bottom of their driveway.
Right.
Because somebody lives up the street, almost near the light where I live. They had three like chaise lounge chairs you would see at a pool, like in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
You know the
plastic things?
Yeah, you know the chairs I'm talking about that you can adjust the back, lie down on them at the pool, standard.
I have
but
some nicer
old.
Ones in my
backyard.
They look
old. They look like they're from like 1982.
Right.
These people had a sign on them, and it made me laugh out loud.
Yeah.
Three chairs, $100.
Jeez.
I was like, no, the only sign these chairs should have on them is
free.
Right.
Please take.
Yeah.
Please take away from the bottom of my driveway.
Well, they were at the bottom, like down where the trash would be?
Yeah. Oh. They were at the bottom of the. That's a standard move.
Like,
if you have something you want to give away or sell, you put it out so people can see it. These chairs were trash. Like, there's no way people are going to pay $100. So, of course, a week later, they're still there. They cut the price from $100 to $50.
Still
I'm like,
there.
What are you people doing? Take the sign down and put a new sign out that says free. And then somebody will take them.
Right.
Nobody's going to pay any money for these chairs from 1980.
Usually, if we want to get rid of something, my wife will just put it on some sort of like neighborhood intranet thing that we have. Yeah. You know, yeah. You know, I don't know. Neighborhoods have these things.
Kind of similar to just, Facebook Marketplace.
You just say, hey, yeah. I got some crap. You know, right. Whatever. I got gold, whatever. I'm aquarium. Whatever you got. Right. 20 minutes later, it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you just say, hey, pick it up. I got it in the driveway if you Hang want on. It. Yeah, table, chair, whatever. Right. Some dog eating something. Right. People take it.
People like
you. Gotta
your,
put it. You gotta put your, it for free.
They love yeah. your junk.
You gotta come and grab it.
I can't tell you how many times my wife has posted something for say $50, and then someone will come back and say, "Will you take 20 for it?"
Right. Yeah.
And she says, "Of course."
Yeah, sure. It's a haggler's paradise.
Of course,
paradise.
I will.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So. They hooked you.
They hooked it.
For $800.
We paid them $800. That was the easiest $800 that dude's.
I mean, oh, yeah.
$800. My wife said it took him less than 40 minutes.
Yeah. How many guys they have? I must have had 3 or 4.
Where it was actually, or maybe like two. One maybe sales two. Guy and then it's just a grunt worker.
Yeah.
Between, you know what I mean? Like the guy doing
it's
the hard
great,
stuff.
It's a great business.
It's a great
I'd
business.
I'd love to see their bottom line.
Must be great.
Oh, must be crushing.
They had the sales guy came and he had the grunt guy.
Yeah.
You know, the strong guy. Mm-hmm. He looked at it all and goes, yeah, it'll take me about 40 minutes. Right. And then they give you a quote. And then you either, if you don't like the quote, then they pound sand and they leave.
They're out of there, right?
But my wife, you know what? They could have said $6,000. And my wife said, okay, good.
Yeah. Get it out of my face.
Yeah. I'm lucky they didn't say, you know, $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
You're lucky your whole golf setup is still there.
I know.
The guy didn't just go on a rampage to throw everything in the back of that truck.
Yeah, literally. She could have thrown away all my ass.
Matt and Ad, you ever used the 800 got junk?
No, I'm a real man. I can disassemble stuff on my own.
Yeah.
You save the $800.
I wish I was. I wish I was.
He was too interested in going to the golf course.
Literally, if he started trying to take that trampoline apart, he would still be doing it. Right now.
Well, it would be similar to the one time when we first bought our first house and we were going to paint everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Home Depot.
Yep.
And I got all my wallpaper stuff.
Sure.
You know, where you whatever you do to the wallpaper mm-hmm. and then you scrape it. And it literally, I spent 3 minutes. I'm like, not doing this.
Yeah. Impossible.
Not doing it. I did. I put the dots on it. I put the liquid on it.
Yeah.
It would come off in little specks of paint, mm-hmm. like 1 inch at a time. It was coming off.
Yeah,
and I said, "Well, we got to pay someone."
I repainted my son's room probably 4 years ago. I'll never paint again. These hands will never pry open a paint can and hold a paintbrush, ever, because I suck at it.
But that's for my wife.
I would rather hire somebody that does a really good job mm-hmm. than me sucking at it. And then
I'm terrible.
So we have to go back and go over the crap job that I did.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Totally.
We've found some really good painters over the years.
I'm sure you have.
And they don't charge a lot either.
Perfect.
They're really good and they just don't charge a lot.
You found the sweet spot.
Just some money.
Ship their number to me.
All right.
I might need them.
Will do.
All right. So anyway.
All right. Time for the sports page, driven by my favorite team, the all new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge incentives mean lower prices on your favorite models. Head on over, ask for my buddy Josh Cochran, just like I did, make it Malloy, Malloy.com. I like how someone changed the read here, because it used to say huge spring incentives.
Okay, yes.
Now it just says spring incentives. I mean, I'm sorry, huge incentives.
Okay.
Should say summer incentives.
It's fine. You can ad lib.
The Nats are just embarrassing right now.
They're not great.
I mean, they are an embarrassment. It's
not very good.
So they've been outscored by 134, which is not the worst in the league. The Rockies are the worst in the league. But they were outscored 38-14 this weekend against the Brewers. 38-14. All right, so easily swept. Swept for the season as well. They played the Brewers 6 times, lost all 6. Outscored 60-21 in those 6 games.
It's brutal.
By 40 runs in 6 games. Now, look, the Brewers are legit. They're, you know, they're arguably the best team in baseball. Got a really good lineup. Mm-hmm. Got great pitching.
Tressway's brother-in-law came in, just knocking him out, knocking him over the fence.
Is that Terang? Terang. Yeah, he had a great day yesterday. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, seriously, they're an embarrassment.
Well,
they're
awful. They were bad before the trade deadline.
And they were.
They got rid of some of their most important pieces. I understand that,
but they probably would be just as bad, even if they kept all those guys. I mean, they were terrible with them.
Yeah.
But, man, I can't imagine. I'm supposed to go to the Nats game in those silly seats.
Okay, yeah. Which day?
August 30th.
Okay.
But then I said, wait. That's the opening weekend of college football. Oh, and I also have a fantasy. I have a fantasy draft that day, too.
Mm-hmm.
The game's at 4 o'clock. My fantasy draft's at 5.
Wow, there's no chance you're going.
Well, I told my wife and daughters this, and they said, Dad, you said we could go. I'm just going to let them go.
Okay.
Because there's
now, you could do the fantasy draft on your phone. But you're kind of old school, so you're probably not going
to
do that.
You know what's funny? I think I'm going to the Sunday game.
The 31st.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to that game.
I tried to get to go to something in August. They're all taken. The Nats are hot garbage.
Well, my game might be available.
Well, I think I'd rather watch college football, too, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, August 30th, full day of college football, huge games. Plus, I got the fantasy draft. So mm-hmm. I think if my wife and daughters really want to go, yeah. I think I'm just going to let them go.
Sure.
And mm-hmm. sit there because sure. even though I feel bad because – you know, they want to go as a family, mm-hmm. but I can't.
That's all right.
I
mean, don't get over it.
Do they understand how important fantasy draft day is? I mean, it sets you up for the entire season.
Apparently not.
You can't miss that.
Apparently not.
You can't be sitting there in Nats Park when you're on the clock for your third pick.
I can't do that. I'll be distracted. But yeah, this was just a bad weekend. Lose 14-3 yesterday.
By the way, in their last, they've lost 5 straight. They've given up 7. 9, 16, 8, and 14 runs in those 5 games.
Yeah.
Might be time to fade the Nats every day. Some of our money back from the season-long bet that we're definitely losing.
That's a big loser. I mean, the Nats lose 16-9 on Friday, 8-2, and then 14-3. I mean, it's like softball scores. I mean, what are they doing?
I heard Mark Zuckerman basically say, because the bullpen is full of young, untested arms.
Yeah.
Get used to this for the rest of the season. These are the sorts of results you're going to keep seeing.
Well, you might get used to it for the next 2 or 3 years.
That's probably true, too.
Did you see the Noah Lyles race? Did you actually see the video?
Yes.
Okay, I just read about it, so I didn't see it. Tell me what happened exactly. I know Noah was talking smack.
Well, I guess
they crossed
it's a big rivalry, and it looked
Kenny
like
Kenny Bednarik.
It looked like Lyles came from behind, and Bednarik, I guess, was upset because kind of right at the finish line, kind of crossed into Bednarik's lane a little bit, and he pushed him.
Right.
They tried to shake hands, but there's bitterness there. Lyles stared him down, of course.
Yeah.
After he won, I don't know.
But Narek said what he said didn't matter. It's just what he did. Unsportsmanlike S. Mm-hmm. And I don't deal with that. It's a respect factor. He's fresh. Last time we lined up, I beat him. That's all I can say. Next time we line up, I'm going to beat him. That's what Narek said.
Right. I don't know. Drabby, do you have a take on it?
I mean, it's great. It's great for track. I mean, of those two
little
guys.
Rivalry.
Yeah.
Weren't they teammates on the Olympic team?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Uh-huh.
But, I mean, and Noah stared him down in the final step or two. And then kind of crossed over into his lane. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're both top of the line athletes who got big egos. Mm-hmm. They don't like, you know.
Yeah. That track, like, you know, those sprinters, they have massive egos. Like, you have to.
Yeah.
At any level like that, you have to.
Hey, props to Cameron Young, PGA Tour golfer, wins his first tour event yesterday at the Wyndham down in Greensboro.
He literally, when I was watching, was up by 100.
I know. He was killing it. He shot 63, 62, 65, 68. Yeah. And he won by, I think, 6 shots.
Won by 6. When I was watching, at one point, he was up by 9 or 10.
So his first tour event, first tour win, wins about $1.5 million. Now they're whittling down to the top 70 for the FedEx Cup playoffs, which start this weekend in Memphis. So it goes from 70, and then it gets down to 50, and then it gets down to 30. So the interesting part yesterday certainly wasn't at the top of the leaderboard. It was the guys who were trying to break into the top 70. So guys like Gary Woodland. So every shot mattered. Mm-hmm. He ended up not making it. But, there's so much money involved, especially if you get into the top 70 into these playoffs. But props to Cam Young. Everyone says Scottie Scheffler's boring on the golf course. Mm-hmm. Cam Young is boring. Seems like a good dude,
mm-hmm.
but very boring. Didn't show any emotion.
Most of the guys are boring.
I know. But this is his first tour event. I know he's had 7 runner-ups, so he's a really good player. He's played on the President's Cup team.
He was in the hunt for a major a couple years ago.
Yeah. So he's used to playing well and making money. But for your first tour event, you act like it was nothing for him.
Yeah.
The way he reacted.
Yeah, a little anticlimactic, but he was up so much all weekend.
Yeah, I know, I know. And last but not least, a couple of commanders got dinged up in practice, I believe, on Saturday. I don't think they had practice yesterday. Of course, they're going to play the they're going to have a joint practice against the Patriots, I think, Wednesday and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But Brandon Coleman and Debo got banged up on Saturday.
He had a little hand issue.
A little hand issue. It's not serious.
I think it was like a stinger. I don't think it was anything serious.
I think he had like a jammed fingers, ultimately, or a thumb or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But nothing too big, nothing too serious. And, of course, Terry's still unsigned. So,
you see him, they're signing autographs.
Yeah.
It's like nothing's wrong.
Shaking hands with Josh mm-hmm. Harris.
Right. Giving him hugs.
Jaden's mom. Yeah. So, I mean, it seems like it just is what it is.
Yep.
All right. Coming up next, we'll get into some Dan Quinn audio regarding Terry McLaurin and his continuing hold in from the Commanders. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we're going to get into this Dan Quinn audio in just a bit. Do we want to touch base with our friend Cowboy Todd, who's calling in? Haven't heard from him in quite a while. Let's see what Cowboy Todd is up to.
Toddy Waddy, what's up?
Hey, if anything, you look the youngest out of everybody in there. I don't know why he thinks you're 46, 48 years old. You're the best-looking one in there.
Look, he's just vouching for Drab. Look at this. Drab's not even here to take the compliment.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't even know I was on the air.
Well, I hope he looks younger than me. He's freaking 13 years younger than me.
Hey, quick question. What do you all think about this all being a hoax and just because Hard Knocks is doing on the East Coast this year, or the NFC East, that this is all just play and they already got the contract ready, but they're just hyping it up for Hard Knocks?
That is one. That is
not true.
Over the years, you've proven, okay, no offense, to be kind of dumb, Cowboy Todd. Okay? That's one of your dumber, that's a top three dumb Cowboy Todd theory that you're buying into. Okay? There's zero chance that the Commanders and Terry McLaurin have a signed deal, and they're just dragging this out.
Just to make it a story.
To create drama as a storyline for Hard Knocks.
That's not really
a thing. It's literally impossible.
It's not really a thing.
Have you told friends of yours, other friends of yours, that that's a possibility?
No, actually, I tried calling in the other day, Friday, but it was towards the end of the show. But I called Grant and Danny, and that dude just laughed and hung up on me. Some guy named
They're smarter than we are. They're smarter than we are.
Todd thinks he has a source, like a plugged-in source.
Oh, he does.
He called me like a week ago saying, "You heard it here first. Terry signing tomorrow. I got a guy."
No. I called Drab. I said, "Hey," I texted him. He didn't respond, so I called him Saturday. I said, "Hey, my buddy that works over there at Redskin Park is working over there," and he said, "Hey, Terry's coming back between Monday and Tuesday. Not saying it's signed contract, but he will be on the field."
Now, what does your buddy do over there? Is he putting in maintenance, like drywall, field maintenance, or like what is his job? Is he hanging drywall?
Mow the grass? Don't say that. We got to delete that, stupid.
That's
insane. I'm sure that guy's privy to all the top-level information.
We got a Coldplay scandal here. hilarious. All right. God bless you, Todd.
All right, Cowboy.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
That's the dumbest theory that I've heard him spout off in years.
Dan Quinn. Hey, let's hold Terry out of practice for about 3 weeks.
Because we really care about the storyline.
Could impact the regular season.
Because it looks better when Hard Knocks, the cameras come in.
We actually love Hard Knocks, and we can't wait to show all our stuff.
Because NFL teams love it when invasive cameras, are recording everything.
Right.
Their every move. All right, so let's get into the audio from Dan Quinn, who apparently is part of the cover-up. He's covering up the fact that Terry McLaurin has actually been signed, sealed, and delivered for a week now. No, that's actually not a thing. Here's Dan Quinn talking about not being judgmental of Terry McLaurin.
Sometimes those are the emotions, and that's the human side of it, right? And knowing there can be emotions, that's the ones you attach to at that moment. And so for me as the coach, give the support, give the insights. Do you want advice? And so that's the way that you do it. But it is an emotional time. It's so damn important. And each player, it won't be quite the same in how that's happening, their support, their age, all of that. So I just try to not judge it as best I can. And it's not always that easy to do, knowing it's an emotional time. Our times together are intense for different reasons. Sometimes it's the competitive intensity. Other times it's something like this where you're just, and you're feeling some kind of way. So I just try to make sure, man, like support the player as best they can, knowing that they're, accessing emotions that are hard.
All right.
Look, he's been through it before. He knows it's part of the business. Everyone there knows it's part of the business.
I almost felt like, what'd you feel like when you heard the Micah news? It almost took a little sting out of the Terry. It's like,
well, it just shows you that Jerry Jones is botching things even worse than things are going.
Because
here
he actually seems like he's ready to roll. You know what I mean? Like, I think Terry wants to stay. He requested a trade, but it's just kind of like, at least the way it's been explained to us, and I'll take it at face value at this point, that Terry really ultimately would rather stay here.
Yeah.
Micah sounds like
he just wants out.
He wants out.
He's had enough of the circus. And we'll get into that a little bit later, but part of the problem with Micah and the Cowboys was that he had a meeting with Jerry Jones, and he thought it was just going to be like an airing of grievances type deal. And then Jerry basically started talking like contract parameters, and Micah's agent wasn't there. And then I guess Jerry felt like they had the framework of a deal set up, and then he felt like Parsons was being disrespectful by having his agent get involved, and then they cut off communication with his agent. I mean, just 101 on how not to conduct a contract negotiation with your most important player.
Right. Well, you have to pay him, and they're going to pay him.
Apparently, Jerry's...
He pays his players.
He's notorious for that, though. He tries to cut discounts.
He does, but he always pays them.
By cutting out the agent.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and I get it. People hate dealing with the agents.
I mean, Micah Parsons has like freaking 55 sacks already.
But I mean, that's just standard way of doing business in the NFL. Like most of these guys have agents that represent them. I know there are some that represent themselves, but that's the vast minority.
Yeah. No, for
sure. But that's Micah's personality. He's much more abrupt than Terry is. So I'm not surprised he came out and said, I don't want to be here. Well, I mean, Myles Garrett said the same thing.
Sure.
They're going to pay him.
Yeah, they're going to make him the highest paid defensive player in the history of the league.
You have to.
Highest paid non-quarterback at some point.
I mean, for someone who's worth $40 million a year or whatever they're
getting.
And then
getting, bygones are bygones.
Micah Parsons. You know.
Do you think it almost, it kind of took a little pressure off of Terry because it kind of turned the national spotlight onto Micah. Because Micah's a bigger star than Terry.
Yeah, who loves Terry. Yeah. And it's the Cowboys.
And it's the Cowboys. So it kind of takes the pressure off.
And it's Jerry Jones negotiating. It's not. You know, it's not a GM.
And it almost makes Terry like look not that bad because you're like, oh, well, you know what? It does remind you that it happens around the league.
He's not the only guy having a contract squabble. And,
and the guys, they ask for
the front office.
It's kind of like the thing. It kind of almost helped Terry from a PR sense, I felt like.
Maybe.
I'm sure it didn't help him with the Commanders at all. You know,
and then there's
care.
The video of Terry that we all saw over the weekend where he's still holding in at camp. Coming out and shaking hands with Josh Harris,
right?
Saying hi to Jaden's mom,
right.
So it didn't look like there was a lot of ill will between him and Josh Harris, but you know, behind closed doors,
well,
I'm sure the negotiations are tense, and there's bad blood on both sides.
And I'm sure, honestly, as hard as it is to believe, that Josh is probably pretty well disconnected from it all,
right?
You know what I mean? He can't.
That's what he does. He hires people that he wants to do that. Portion of the business for him. And I'm sure he checks in and you know he has open lines of communication with Peters and everybody else that's in on that negotiation. But he's not the guy sitting across from the table trying to get hammer out the deal.
Right.
He's got other things going on. Guy owns like 100 teams. He's busy.
Yeah. I mean, we're at August 4th. I think my day was August 6th. Dallas gonna happen this week.
Yeah.
Might not happen next week. But I'm still confident they'll get something done.
Some point, they kind of have to.
You know what I mean?
Some point, they kind of have to.
But look, they've been practicing now for, what, about...
when are they coming?
10, 11 days.
July 23rd, somewhere around there.
A couple weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, it's got to get in there.
Right. I mean, they've got the joint practices with the Patriots
with the
before
Patriots this week.
The first preseason game. There's only three preseason games, not four like in the past. So the preseason goes quicker than it has... in prior years. So you'd love to see a deal done by, I don't know, mid-August? Get him a few preseason games under his belt, and then you're ready for the regular season.
Yeah, just get in there for practice.
Yeah,
maybe not just the preseason games, but certainly for practice. But the joint practices with the Pats are Wednesday, Thursday, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens with him and see what happens with Micah. Well, I mean, what's Watt making, 41 a year? I think that's what he signed for.
I think it's right around that number.
And then Garrett's at 40. And I can't remember what Crosby's deal was. Crosby's deal
is like high 30s.
35 and a half.
Yeah.
All I know is if they want to entertain trade offers, we should call them. We should call them.
I would think Adam Peters probably has already been on the phone, like inquiring.
Make a courtesy call.
But that would be the surest sign that Jerry Jones has gone completely senile.
You trade him within the division.
He trades him to a division rival.
Right.
Then you might have to have an intervention with Jerry Jones at that point. All right, when we come back, we will hit the Skins. And don't forget, we'll talk more Commanders with Nikki Jabala. She will join us in just about an hour. She's on the show at 8 o'clock this morning, so don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.